So noon 30 today, we thought we would celebrate an anniversary. It is a big day for this program and for this radio station. We take you back to 2 years ago today. Kept secret, known to man.
No, I want you to start it off. Yes.
Now, as you said earlier on, if you don't have Twitter, we've got some news for you. If you do have Twitter, the person we're going to talk about has sort of beaten us to the punch on this whole thing. Thanks very much, by the way. How to screw up your very first connection with the show and you screw up our big announcement. I kid. We're very happy to announce that we have found the replacement for Jerry Thornton. And we've been talking about a replacement for a while now because we knew Jerry was going to leave for a while now. And, Michael, we've come up with the guy.
Yeah, we have come up with the guy. His name is Rich Keefe. Sometimes the best people are right across the street. He was right. Yes, thank
exactly.
you. Thank you. Right across the street. We didn't have to go to Washington State. We didn't have to go to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We went across the street.
There you go.
How about that? 2 years,
Thanks
huh?
very much for screwing up our big announcement.
Oh, you screwed it up, Dale.
You were dropping it on Twitter before we could do it.
It was already out.
It was way out there. You're supposed to wait for us.
Like Chad Finn wrote about it. I thought I'd throw out a little tweet there. I had to build up my brand so I get a fan page. That's what I had
Working
to do.
Working on that.
Like, hey, I got some news to break. Because some people think of this date 2 years ago as the day the Red Sox traded for Chris Sale.
No. That actually was the anniversary, right?
It was. My first day with you guys was the day they traded for Chris Sale. So it kind of overshadowed a little bit.
So we had to cull through a lot of highlights.
A lot of great stuff. Ross, how do you have time for all this?
Well, it's only a four-hour show.
2 years, it honestly feels like 10.
I was going to say more. So we have some of the highlights of the last couple of years with our buddy Rich Keefe.
Yeah, the first one we're going to go to is Keefe's unofficial first day, and you'll get what I mean right here.
Head coach of the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick, joins us. Hi, Coach. How are you?
Great, Dale, Mike, Rich.
Good to see you.
Welcome to the show.
Whoa. Yeah, Rich is a silent observer today, so he's just going to be.
Oh, okay.
Next week, he'll be right here.
He's just coming to observe the whole operation.
By the way, we got killed for this.
Yeah, I got a hard time for that.
Well, no, you didn't. We did.
Well, you guys did.
Oh, yeah, you got him here. You won't let him talk. Bill wasn't supposed to say you were even there.
No, so I met Bill right before that because he came in during the commercial break, and I was there because that was obviously a Patriot Monday, and I think my first day was Tuesday or whatever it was.
And so you were there just to see, all right, how's
it go
work?
Shadow.
What do we do?
Yeah, go hang out and then, you know, see how it goes.
You were never supposed to be part of the show yet.
So I wasn't even in front of a mic.
Until Belichick told everybody.
And Belichick said my name first day, unlike some other head coaches or managers that we spoke with.
But we'll get to them.
No, I'm sure we will. But right out of the gate, he says, Rich, how are you? And I said, good. I said it off mic, but they're like, oh, what, were you muzzled? I was like, well, no, I wasn't muzzled. I wasn't supposed to work that day.
It was
an inauspicious start.
It was nice that you gave up some of your free time.
I did.
To see how the operation of the show went.
I could have been at home in my basement, but instead,
which is where you probably have preferred to be.
No, I know. Am I on the clock for this?
And then the next day, he actually made his voice known to the WEI audience. And during a 4-4, we, I guess, got into who Keefe is and some of his thoughts on certain things.
Oh, boy. No, I believe in a lot of conspiracies. I call them Keefspiracies. Well, those will, I'm sure, come up on the program. I don't think we've been to the moon. There's a lot of reasons for it. One, it was just a staged reenactment by filmed by Stanley
But if
Kubrick,
it was a reenactment, then it happened.
Oh, Stanley Kubrick.
You just poked a hole in your own argument.
Stanley Kubrick.
I take it back. Did it. Stanley Kubrick directed it, and then, unfortunately, he's no longer with us, so he can't confirm
Took that
nor
secret
deny
to
that.
The grave, huh?
He absolutely did. His daughter continues to tweet about how he didn't do that, so much so where she blocked me on Twitter because I was like, oh, somebody's feeling the heat a little bit. That's all I said. Somebody's feeling the heat a little bit.
Conspiracy.
Yeah, Vivian Kubrick.
Blocked you on Twitter.
One of the few people who have blocked me on Twitter.
You must be so proud.
Because she was so defensive about it. I'm like, whoa. Conspiracy. Like, people act a little too overboard. You know they're hiding something.
The other voice you heard on that, by the way, was Ben Kitchen, former producer for the program.
He's also, really, in the 2 years I've been here, it's been a mass exodus for other people.
Kind of. Push people out the door.
Yeah, I got an announcement later, but we'll talk about it.
Okay, well,
Ben's
there you go.
Ben's gone, Andy's gone, Michael Hawley's gone, Pat O'Day's gone. It's really been a long list of people.
I'm not blaming you for all of them.
I didn't think it was my fault, but now looking back on it.
Maybe.
They were all working here just fine until I got here.
There could be a reason. It's maybe because of your lack of Hygiene.
Hygiene?
I'm going to the dentist tomorrow, and I'm terrified. Terrified. So tomorrow I might not be in, actually, as a heads up.
You know, I almost hate to ask this question.
When's the last time you
went? 15 years since you went to the doctor.
Shockingly more recently, maybe like 7 years.
7 years?
Yeah.
7 years ago?
I think so.
Wow.
More recent than the doctor.
Years.
You're not real big on the medical profession in general,
no,
are you?
No, I'm not. Because you
doctors, dentists.
No, because you got to book an appointment. You got to show up there. It's a whole thing. Really, you're only going to get bad news, right? If you go there.
Oh, you could go to the dentist. They could get the cleaning done. They say, Rich, great job, man. You're doing a heck of a job
but
with
that's
these
just,
teeth.
No, that's just kind of like flat news. That's just like, yeah, keep doing what you're doing. That's not like great news. They're not like, oh, my God, you have superhuman teeth. They're just like, your teeth are fine. Or they're like, you got to come back. We got to do some more drilling here. I don't like, I can't stand the dentist, but I am going
so
back
see.
On a, I'm going on a semi-annual basis now.
Nice.
Because the longer you wait, the more work they have to do. So the time I went, I don't know if we ever followed up on that story. The time I went, it took some time. They had a really.
But you hadn't been in 7 years.
No, no, they did a lot of
scraping.
You're
not quite Glenn Ordway, but you're a step below.
No. No, I try to get, I think I went after work or maybe. Way before work. I didn't go on my way in like other guys have done.
You should, because it would be great for us.
No, it would be. It would be good.
Stop
audio.
Being selfish.
No, my bad. Next time.
Keith, big superhero guy.
True.
But what makes a good superhero?
Super villain.
There you go. And Keith, who was yours? Well, let's take a listen.
Is Hanley Ramirez back in the lineup tonight?
He is not, no.
Is there a thought to, when he is available to come back, to maybe sit him against lefties, because it's been a bit of a struggle for him?
Well, we've got a left-hander going tonight, and he's not in the lineup.
So he's healthy tonight.
Well,
he could have been.
Go through a work day. I think if you've followed our guys, when they've missed multiple games, there's always been a work day that they go through before getting back in the lineup, and today is the target for that.
So today's more of a work day, not a lefty in the pitching day.
Yes, that's what okay. I just said.
Now, there was a report over the weekend coaches...
Stop right there for a second. Stop right there. So he just
what I just said.
Didn't he just contradict himself?
Yeah, sort of.
He completely contradicted himself. He was like, if you pay attention to our team, you know there's a work day.
Keith,
but I asked him, no,
Keith,
hold on, this is getting me upset again.
He's gone now,
this
Keith.
Is getting me upset Keith, again. So he says...
He's not the manager of the team
he's
anymore.
Like, I go, would you sit him against lefties? Well, there's a lefty going today, so he's not in the lineup. But if you follow the team, it's a work day. So is it a work day, or did you not want him to face a lefty? He didn't even have an answer there. That was a 20-second clip that Rossi probably pulled at random. And
because he could have picked
but
any
he's trying
clip
to make
of you
me,
and the
he's
manager.
He's trying to make me look like a horse's ass, but then he does it to himself. He goes, oh, if you follow the team, please. Yeah, I follow the team, all right? But you give us a different answer every time. What a joke. He goes, oh, they've got a lefty on the mound tonight.
Getting back in the lineup, and today is the target for that.
So today's more of a work day, not a lefty in the pitching day.
Yes, that's what okay. I just said.
Buddy, no, it's not what you just said. You just said, oh, there's a lefty on the mound tonight. So what do you think of that, bucko? Like, that, what? So what is it?
Oh, I wish he'd dropped a bucko.
He
that
probably
would have been
did.
So good.
Is this the one where he calls me Ryan? Is that in there?
So there's a report over the weekend, I believe, that said... That coaches on your staff didn't like how you were using Craig Kimbrell.
I'm unaware of that.
And they didn't talk to you about that?
No.
You're saying no?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. I mean, we can pull it up if you want. You want me to read the article to you? Is that what you're looking for?
I'm not looking for anything.
Okay. Then fine. Then so coaches didn't talk to you about Kimbrell. You just used him one way, and now you're using him a different way. Just on a whim.
No, not on a whim. There's been a lot of sit-down conversations with Craig Kimbrell.
What about coaches on your staff?
I talk to my staff every day.
About Kimbrell?
About every player on our roster.
Okay.
I feel very confident in that report then, still.
Like I said, Ryan.
Yeah, thank you, John. That was a...
No, it wasn't too tense most of those days.
That was a Jared Karabas report, and I definitely buy in on that still. That they were like, hey, we know you're on the hot seat here, but can you try to not burn out our best closer and a guy that we have under contract for another year?
The one thing we can confirm, Keith, is you're very cool. You know, you keep it cool, calm, and collected with
always,
people.
Always.
Every time.
Yeah.
What was wrong with that?
And you know,
that was a professional way of handling that, wasn't it?
Yeah, that more than some of the others.
That was very mature, wasn't it?
It sure was. Well, here's another one you handled with the most maturity as well.
What are they? If you know them, tell me what they are.
I don't have to worry about 0. The ratings. 0. I deliver my game whether one person is watching or a million
the
people are
watching.
The
only time people talk about your show is when you talk about
and
Lou
are
Maloney.
We really going to talk about ratings right now?
Sure.
All right. I don't
sure.
want to.
Go ahead.
I'm on the
go
show right now. I don't want to talk about ratings right now.
I'm sure
I don't want to talk about ratings right now.
Why not?
Why because not? It's not about.
You just asked me if I knew what they were. But you know, you just don't want to said share them.
There's it's a show nobody watches.
The only time people talk about nobody your show. Watches.
How do you know? How do
I've
you
never
know?
Talked to anybody. The only time I've heard about it is Rumor
Maloney.
Answer
the question.
You mentioned
how
Rumor
do
Maloney.
You know?
Because I've never talked to a single person that said, you know what I saw on pre or post game. There you go. He hasn't been back since then, has
there's
he?
There's a trend.
Has he been back?
There seems to be a trend that you seem to what? Get a little agitated with folks. And then he was mad. And then they disappear.
Oh, that's true.
You
oh
get,
boy.
You get.
I'm saying Draper, on that guy's Draper, good side.
Draper still has his job. Are you talking
does
about?
He?
I work
are
with him.
Are we sure? You I said nobody
there.
Watches.
I go over there.
By the way, you don't say that now that you draw a paycheck from that place, do you?
Different shows.
No, but I'm saying the whole nobody watches thing changes when, and I don't blame you, by the way.
Well, no, it's funny because I was working with him the other night and he was like, oh, it's funny that you're in here now because you said nobody watches this show. I said, no, I said that about pregame and I'm not on pregame. I'm on Boston Sports Tonight. I didn't say a word
what
about that
if they
that
offered
show.
You a check to go on pregame, would you deny that?
No, I'd go on there. Oh. But I would admit that nobody's really watching.
Well, speaking
that.
Of things people are watching and listening to is this show. And sometimes, Keith, it gets off to a rough start for you.
Mm. Price actually pitched well in Houston this year. I was there.
Oh, no. I spilled my coffee. Oh. But
man's a wreck today. I mean, he's working on about an hour and a half of sleep.
I'm having a really hard time. That was a tough day.
Now, you have not...
Oh, no. I spilled my coffee. Yet, that's only happened once, though, in 2 years, and I haven't
baptized
coffee
this tabletop yet.
Every single day I bring a coffee in, and so that was the first time ever, and hopefully the last, because that was very messy. That was a full cup of coffee.
And obviously we get twice a week some Kiefer Madness. One time a week we do Week in Review on Fridays.
Oh, that's right.
And on Tuesdays we get just the World of Weird, if you would.
Sure.
And one of our favorite drops, this is before my time.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we have to go any further than this.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
That was the beautiful lady down at Rhode Island Comic Con. I went down there to interview the people. Big fan of the show. Lydia Dietz from Beetlejuice.
Now, it's hard just to put this into a segment, but I think we would be remiss not to remember maybe the greatest Keith audio on WEEI.
Oh, boy. It's been a blast. I think the show has been a lot of fun. Love coming to work every day. Like, that is... That's a great thing, and we've become friends, which, again, I would not have imagined that being the case. So,
Rossi, why do you...
Going to miss people like Dale said. You're not going to be far. Still going to be able to get a hold of you, bug you about NBA stuff and everything else. So I just want to thank you, because I think you've also made me a lot better as a person, and not even just being sappy about it, but that's true.
Not sappy
and
at all.
Definitely as a radio host.
I stand by all of that. That was strong. First of all, I know you guys probably don't remember, but I do. The pollen count that day... could not have been higher. They said it was a record high for February pollen. And I was like, geez, this is really starting to tickle my throat here a little bit.
I think I'm going to need a moment here just to get myself put
I
back
need a
together
moment, too. Now, here's the thing.
A blast.
People remind me of that every single day on Twitter. To be fair, well, I don't need to defend myself. I stand by everything. I stand by every
word. The show has been a lot of fun.
It has. It has been a lot of fun. And I still talk to Michael on the highly rated Boston Sports Tonight, which I appear on
highly
now.
Rated.
On
get
the,
a hold
on the
of
regular.
You, bug you about NBA stuff.
I'll be on tomorrow night, by the way, if you're looking for me. I'll be on there tomorrow night. He broke down crying in front of me. I'm not good at dealing with emotion out of people. And so as soon as one person, like, you know how some people have the, what do they call it when everybody starts throwing up at the same time? Like sympathetic barfing? When
Sure.
That's what it's called. What?
Sympathetic bar? Is that our thing?
Yes, it is. Look that up.
Yes, Lucy we did hear you in the background going, no.
That is a real thing. When one person pukes, it could set off a chain reaction where everybody's throwing up. If somebody is crying in front of me, I have a hard time keeping it together. And then when you're...
So are you finally admitting...
No, I didn't cry.
Oh, okay.
There were no tears.
No,
I get choked up. That's what that was.
There was. It was
but
like
there's no excuse. I sound like a moron. I admit that. That's fine. I stand by all of it. We were doing a nice send-off to Michael.
In all fairness...
Dale apparently is ice cold. Didn't have any emotion
there. I didn't
like
him all that much.
Didn't have any emotion. Yeah. Cold, this guy. Meanwhile, I'm very
I held
tuned.
It together. That's all. I was a man.
I was just... oh, yeah. Oh, it's 2018, Dale. Please. I was just very choked up. I had a hard time saying how I felt. But
and
I do.
Definitely as a radio host.
A texter,
it
by
sounds
the way.
Really bad to hear that again.
Texter just checked in and says, hey,
yes,
Keith.
Yes.
Could you please have my ex-wife on soon? Trust me, she'll get agitated. And then, poof! disappear. I don't think it works that way.
No, these people are all around in some capacity. They just don't work with us anymore.
Oh, no. I spilled my coffee.
That was a bad day. That might have been the worst day.
We're talking about how I'm not in shape.
Oh, that was the day I had to run to Fenway and I went to the wrong studio.
Had some issues.
That was a great day.
Couldn't get into the ballpark.
Holy smokes.
Was that the parade day.
That was the parade day. Full sprint across the...
Rossi, get in here.
Fenway. I know that's beneath you, Rossi, but I just needed somebody to help. I needed help there.
Oh, my God.
So that's really... Those are the best moments of the
there
last 2 years.
There he is!
That's not a great sign.
Well, we'll have others that will accumulate over the years.
I hope
actually,
so.
We're going to cut this whole segment for your reel, like if your demo, if anybody
Holy
you know,
smokes.
Needs it.
Yeah, I'm actually, I might just
I'll need get
that.
This ready for you.
Thank you.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Happy anniversary, Rich.
Thank you very much, Dale.
Glad you're here.
I've had fun coming to work every day.
And I hope
we've become friends.
And I hope I see you again.
Oh, please.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.